Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio. My name is Marissa, and here we are joined once again by someone who has just started this dang thing of voiceover, but a few months in the works and getting educated and all those things. And I'll let you introduce yourself. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. My name is Margot, and yeah, I started this past spring taking I bought the package and taking the monthly one-on-one classes, and then just last week I recorded my demo.
I know, how exciting, right?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. It's really fun for me to be able to, I don't know, see people in the beginning and just watch them flourish, and get like more and more excited. And like, I know there's some nerves involved and stuff, cause like, this is new and it's like, you want to do it well. And so yeah. It's like, that's inevitable, but you know, it is really, really fun to be able to see you, you know, get into demo day and just like, almost like hype yourself up, you know,
yes.
Once you're going through, you know, cause it's like, holy crap, look what I can do. You know, and like, look at me go, like, you know, flying through this stuff. And like, you know, it's just really, really cool. So let's go back to the beginning though. You know, some people it's like, they kind of have an inkling of, you know, wanting to do some sort of entertainment when they're little and like maybe get pushed in other directions. And some people just, you know, they want to do something different as they're getting into later years in life. But what's your situation? Like, tell us what sparked this interest in voiceover?
Sure. Well, honestly, I really just fell into this opportunity. It was not, trying voice acting was not like in the front of my mind, but it was something where, you know, I listen to books on tape or I hear, you know, commercials on the radio. And I do wonder occasionally how people get into that work. You know, it did seem like something that would be fun to try, but I never pursued it further than that. And then I was actually looking up a different event online for bird watching in my area. And
I mean, you know, one is very, very quiet and the other just a quiet environment. But no, go ahead.
Yes. No. And the voice coaches, advertisement for intro to voice acting just popped up in my feed. And I thought, I am interested in that. That sounds like something I'd like to check out. I'll at least take the introductory class. And I was hooked. I loved it. So
now,
and I'm glad I did it. Yeah.
I guess like, remind me your background, right? Like when it comes to like what you've done professionally, but like, were you more of a shy person growing up? Were you more extrovert? Like, I mean, fill me in.
I'm not shy. But I took a more mundane route vocationally. I'm a nurse.
Okay.
But I'm outgoing. I love dancing and you know, going out and actually in New Orleans, I was in a disco dance troupe, a parading group. So I do like that kind of thing. And this is just a new outlet for that. And I'm loving it. Yeah.
Well, you know, and I think that's what's fun too, right? Is like, you know, day in and day out, you have to be so, you know, you have to keep all that inside a bit, you know, you can maybe, you know, some patients, I'm sure, enjoy a little personality, but they're not asking you to be disco dancing. So to be able to have something that allows you to express that in some sort of way, that energy and that creativity, like, I mean, I know it's very much needed because like when I was during the pandemic and I really wasn't doing the voice stuff because, you know, for me, that's like the radio side, everything just kind of shut down and there just wasn't anything for a while. I fell back on my art degree and I just started painting again. And next thing I know, I'm like, somehow that turned into a career in that moment. Cause I started like painting pictures for people cause they were like seeing what I was doing. And it was just kind of cool. I'm like, well, I guess I got a fallback plan if I need it. So, all right. Well, you get in for, you skip bird watching and you come to us. And you start this, you know, how different was it to you? Because obviously, you know, you've heard all this, you know, commercials and listened to audiences and, you know, and wondered, you know, how do I do this? Did you think it was like much different than you maybe expected it to be?
I mean, not surprisingly, it's harder than it looks or harder than it sounds. You know, it's acting, and you know, y'all really boiled it down for me in the beginning to say, you know, you're going to learn the skill of reading in such a way where it sounds like you're speaking naturally. So it did surprise me how hard it is. I'm definitely still growing, and it takes a lot of practice. But the other thing I was surprised by that I really enjoyed about the classes was learning kind of like the background of voice acting, and then the actual concrete skills that I can practice and work on to become a better voice actor. I liked how it was presented.
Yeah. Like, I think that it's just like any other skill that you develop. I think people will look at, you know, John Mayer, or, you know, you think of some like guitar legends and you're like, you know, that's a talent. Like, that is something that I can't just pick up a guitar and I can't just do that. But then there are some other skills where people just kind of think that it's just so easy. Anybody, but this is a skill. It is an instrument. You know, it does take sometimes, you know, on the side of work that I've been doing so prominently, it takes some quick thinking and on your toes kind of reactions to things, and being able to formulate those thoughts, you know, on a whim, and do it like with articulation and, you know, not sounding just like a complete fool. And you know, some people think that, oh, well, I could do that. And then you go and you actually try and you're like, well, holy crap, maybe I can't. You know, and it is always fun to me to kind of watch somebody, especially just going through our initial stages of things and going through like different exercises and realizing like, oh my God, like I did read that paragraph, but I know I flipped some of those words, or I got some of those words wrong, or I changed them. And, you know, all of us do that at first. I mean, mm-hmm. Listen, I'm dyslexic. I do that all the damn time anyway, you know, but I've just worked very, very hard on it to make sure that doesn't happen all the time. But yeah, it is. It's always fun to watch like the eye-opening moment of like, this isn't exactly mm-hmm. what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, in the beginning.
Fun, right? You had fun getting the knowledge and practicing and stuff.
Yep. I was willing to be brave and keep going. But there was definitely that eye-opening moment in the beginning where I thought, okay, there's the way I sound in my head, and like, there's how good I think I'm going to naturally be at this. And then here's the reality of it. When we do the exercises and I, you know, or I record myself and listen to it, like you said, I may be missing part of the copy, or I'm just making inflections in weird, unnatural places that I wasn't aware of until I started listening for it.
There's also like that, there's also that moment of, like you said, like you don't fully know how you sound. You also have an idea of what it should sound like. And then, you know, even on like, say it's demo day, you know, and you're doing things and you've practiced that piece and mm-hmm. you know, you've gotten to a point and we get to demo day and like, it still isn't necessarily where you thought that you could have it. And you're like, what the heck is wrong with me? In reality, it's like, well, listen, you might be able to get it to where you think it's supposed to be at some point, but like, hey, you're still new. Like the growing and the growing pains and the growing changes, like they happen so much for so long. It just, it's crazy. But like you, I'm sure you witnessed, just because I know that, I mean, were you were recording stuff like almost from the beginning, right? Just on like your phone?
Yes. Yeah.
So from when you started to demo day, how fantastic is it to hear that change?
Yes. No, definitely. I grew. I progressed. I got myself just in the comfort of my own home to a great place, I feel like. But like you said, then I walked into demo day and just the studio and all. I think I was my own worst enemy because I started to overthink things and get in my head.
I'm not ready. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. God, I'm awful. You know,
all the pressure. Look how fancy this place
is. We're so hard on ourselves. You know, we always say how we should be, you know, better to other people, but it's like, you know, we're not even good to ourselves most of the time. It's like, you know, it's got to start within. But, you know, when you got into demo day, I know like mm-hmm. that situation can be rather intimidating. But But tell me about your experience. Because like I know from my end,
sure,
the producer being the director of it all, and just how great that you were doing. But, you know, what were the feelings you were having as you were going through that session?
Well, first, when I arrived, I was relieved that it was just, it was a very nice operation there, you know, great studio. And it was just me and the person there. I don't know what his title is.
The director. I mean, he's also technically like, you know, that would be, I guess if I'm the director, then he's more the producer, just like handling the technical mm-hmm. aspects of things.
The everything, the sound guy, whatever. I had all kinds of fears that were unnecessary, like, oh, he's going to be staring at me while I'm reading the copy. And of course, it wasn't set up like that. You know, he's doing his own work over here and I'm just in the booth kind of alone. You know, he taught me how, you know, the distance to be from the mic and how to work with the equipment. But then just kind of as I learned going along, the first run through was just like, of each piece of copy was just like, oh, I couldn't even catch my breath. I was sort of hyperventilating. And then I was freaking out like, oh, I'm messing up. But then by the third take of each piece, I was just like really hitting my stride and I was taking your notes and it was okay. And that's kind of like to be expected. It's, you know, but I didn't know.
You know, there's so many people that just believe that it's a one take thing. You know, I gotta be perfect on this one.
Right.
Take. It's like,
yes.
First of all, nobody's perfect. And then, you know, this is just a team effort, you know, mm-hmm. like what you bring to the table is your initial creative. And then, you know, it's like the brains get put together and it's like, well, how can we really knock this out of the park? How about you try this? You mm-hmm. know, it might be something completely different than what you even thought about, you know, in your practice. Or, you know, like in some cases, it might be like you were trying to really paint the picture really well, but mm-hmm. you're kind of forgetting, well, where could this be heard? Well, you know what? Maybe it's in a museum. Maybe I got to think of like how, you know, something in a museum may sound, you know, in that audience, you know, and those mm-hmm. small perspective changes can like really just greatly affect your delivery and your performance. And then what we
yes.
get, and you know, it again, it's something so small. And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, cool. Let's just fix this word. And then we'll move on,
yeah.
you know, and everything
yes.
sounds great. And, you know, we put that little puzzle together and we move on to the next one. But yeah, I mean, like that's also the thing, right? It's like, you get that first take in and you can stumble and fumble and I never care. Right. Like some people can like, almost have a little bit of magic that happens on that piece, that first take. And then other people just struggle a little bit because, I mean, new environment, you know, different from where you practiced, you know, maybe you haven't looked at it in a couple of days because you were smart about it and you didn't want to, you know, be overzealous with it. You know, so it's like getting freshened up for the moment. And if you stumble and you fumble and you trip and whatever, I don't care. We got time. You know, it's like, let's go ahead. Let's just polish
yeah.
this up a little bit. It's all about seeing like, where are we right now here today? And then polishing that up from there, you know, and sometimes it doesn't take a whole lot. Sometimes it does. It just depends on the person mm-hmm. and how much they've put into all this. But for you, I mean, everything was coming together, you know, nice and easy, easy peasy, if you will. So
I love too the feeling of like feeling the magic when it felt like it was clicking, when it felt like a good take. Like there was one we were doing about meditation, I remember, mm-hmm. where I think I was saying it in sort of like an emphatic or passionate way, and then you kind of reset me and you helped set the scene. You're like, okay, imagine, you know, it's like a yoga studio and you're painting the picture of like what we were hearing and there's a waterfall
yeah.
and all this, and you know, say it like this. And then I was able to do it in that way. And it felt
yeah,
a lot better.
It's setting the tone.
Yeah.
It's setting the
yes.
mood. And like, listen,
yes.
he said meditation. If it's just like straight on educating somebody about meditation, it might be just done a little bit differently, but I like to be mm-hmm. able to showcase your skills and your abilities. And if you're talking about meditation, how about we get the act of meditation
mm-hmm.
like in there, you know? And yeah, I mean, you went from what you did initially to like, we did like 3 or 4 takes of that or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if we did 4, to be honest. I can't remember 100%, but I know it came together
mm-hmm.
rather quickly with just me going, hey,
yeah,
try this. And like almost giving you a little bit of like a like demonstrative sort of idea of
mm-hmm.
of what things should sound like, and then you just kind of ran with it, and like those are beautiful moments, and that's the teamwork, right? That's the working together. And that little bit of magic when you do feel it connect. Like, yeah. I don't feel like people have that right away. You know, it's like those first couple months of you practicing stuff, you're still over there going, oh God, I don't know if I'm doing this right.
Yeah. Why am I talking like that?
You know, so why weird. Am I, yeah. yeah. Why am I doing this? Why is this smile on my face? This feels so dumb. And then, like, you know, here we are 4 or 5 months in and you're doing all the things and mm-hmm. you practice and you go and you do a take and you feel it in your gut. Like, mm-hmm. man, that was good. That was a good moment. And, you know, mm-hmm. those are the kind of things that really, it makes you want to do more. So tell me, what are your goals? I mean, clearly if you're a nurse, you're busy. So, you know, life is busy and you're doing great things, which, by the way, we just had like a medical emergency here. I was telling you before, and we ended up having to skirt over to Vermont and my fiance's grandmother. We literally thought that she was gone last weekend. Like, we went mm-hmm. there to say goodbye. By the time Monday came around, they had figured out what was going on and started her. She had the NG tube in. She was finally getting some of the right meds. And not that she was really like vocal. She was still very out of it. Night and day, you know, and now she's been moved to a different floor. She's doing better. And like, hopefully, fingers crossed, everything continues doing well.
Yeah.
But it's like, I got to see the medical magic happen. I don't feel like I've been in a hospital so many times and I don't feel like I've ever really witnessed it because it usually goes in a bad direction, you know? And this was one of those moments where I was like, well, holy crap, when a hospital has the things they need and the people they need, and like, you see it all coming together, like you guys are, you're doing just like amazing stuff. So just pat me on the back from here.
Teamwork.
Yeah, exactly. Teamwork there, teamwork here. Yeah. But you know, we're creating something silly. You're saving lives. It's different. So what for you is your big picture with voiceover right now? Like, what do you want, and what are your hopes?
So this is all just, in Louisiana, we use the term lagniap. It's all just, you know, it's all just gravy to me since I went in, you know, with kind of low expectation. I mean, you know, not specific expectations. So at this point, like you said, now that I've gotten a taste for it, I know I enjoy it. Next steps will be just to learn more about how to get some interviews, how to kind of find out more. And I know I still have opportunities, you know, through our website and all that to learn more about that. I just haven't gone there yet, honestly. But I'm excited to see kind of what opportunity kind of opens up for me as I start to put myself out there.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's exciting. I mean, I know you haven't even gotten the demo yet. You know, it's been a week.
Yeah, right.
So once you get that and you hear it, and it's going to just like reinvigorate you all over again and start, you know, educating yourself. And it's just one foot in front of the other, just like it's been this entire time.
Yes.
So, you know, you go through some additional material and start seeing where you need to start, you know, looking out and just one step at a time.
And I've already started telling people that, you know, like just as you recommended, you know, and I've already come across one family member who knows another person who does it as their full-time profession. So they're going to put me in contact, you know, to mentor me. And
that's all. It's like, you never know who knows who, and it's always important to just be like, hey, guess what I do? You know, cause it could be exactly where it needs to lead you. Well, keep being excited, you know, because you're going to get that demo very soon. And, you know, in the meantime, it's like you can educate, you can start creating a plan of action for yourself, you know, and keep practicing and keep growing and maybe take in that bird watching class.
Yeah.
And stay keep balanced. Lives and making a difference. You know, I think everything that you're doing is fantastic. So, anytime that we can help, you just holler at us. Okay.
Sounds great.
All right, Margo. If people want to find your website, I know it is typically like your name at like .iconvoice.com or something like that. So tell everybody your full name that you're using on your website.
Oh, great. Sure. I am using my name. It's Margo Newman, MARGAUX, Newman, NEWMAN.
And it should be whatever iconvoice.com, I believe. So if anybody, I'll post up the link in our
neat. In the blog. I haven't even looked at it yet.
It's that way it's like, even if the you know, demo isn't up there when somebody initially clicks, they can go back and take a peek and anytime they want and see what you're all about. But Margo, thank you for, you know, spending a few minutes with us, and hopefully everything is on the up and up, and you know, you can reach out when you get that first gig. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Marissa. I will.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voice